Honey. You remember I told you about Jenkins, right? The new guy I share an office with. Yeah, exactly. The nerd who looks like he's still living in his parents' basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. Okay, listen to this shit. Right now, right this very second, he is watching hardcore porn. Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah, I'm absolutely positive. He's sitting right there, behind a screen, wearing headphones. He probably thinks I don't have a clue. These big-ass headphones are cranked up so loud I can hear the moans and screams. Yeah, what a creep. No, I'm not shitting you. Yeah, he's such a fucking pervert. No, he can't hear me. He's like totally spaced out. Yeah, that blank stare is totally ridiculous. I can't believe he's such a perv. No, he's soft-spoken, very polite young man, but this is something else. Yeah, this guy must have like a severe fucked up porn addiction. Well, yeah, I mean, I like porn too, but I wouldn't have it on my big office screen with my coworker in the same room. Oh my gosh. He's slowly starting to rub himself. Oh, this is so fucked. I don't know. I can't believe it either. He probably thinks he's all stealthy about it. I don't know. Honey, this is so fucking crazy. I can't explain it, but this is kind of giving me a thrill. Like a total rush, like when you put me up on those stairs in public. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, this one time you made me come on the Ferris wheel. Holy fuck, that was such a thrill. You know, I get wet thinking about it. What? Are you fucking kidding me? You know I can't say no to your dares. Oh, this is wicked. Oh, the poor guy's gonna die of shame when he realizes I know what he's doing. Okay, now what exactly do I have to do? Really? Are you sure? Just walk over to him and hand him my panties. That's it? Without saying a word? Oh, fuck, this is exciting. Okay, you don't even know him. He's so awkward. He can hardly look me in the eye when I talk to him. This nerd, he just blushes and looks away. Yeah, he lowers his gaze, exactly. That's why it's so fun to wear these low-cut tops, because the next second, he realizes he's staring straight at my cleavage and he blushes. Yeah, I swear, sometimes I'm worried his head might explode when he blushes. Oh, I'm so wet. My heart is beating like crazy. Oh, I'm totally soaking these panties. They're warm and wet, and they will smell of me. I know that smell can give you a touch as orgasm, baby. No, time for phone sex now. He's rubbing faster. After Horiori creams his pants before I walk over. I'm wiggling out of them as we speak, okay? The skirt is so short. My naked ass is sitting on the leather chair. Okay, I got him. Yeah, I have to hang up now. Of course I'm gonna tell you how it went. Okay, love you. Honey, okay, yes, I've done it. Oh, I'm still so excited. We have done some crazy exciting shit, babe, but this is definitely in like the top five. Okay, I have to calm down. Where do I start? Okay. All right, I slowly got up, soaked my panties in my clenched right fist, very controlled movements and a calm look on my face. My heart, oh my God, my heart was beating out of my chest. I was seriously worried he could see how nervous I was. Oh, but he was the nervous one. Yeah, it was so fucking funny. It was like something bit him. He just sat up, completely straight, pushed his mouth and clicked in just a complete panic. Oh, just imagine this poor young man when I walk over, my heels clicking on the floor, trying to close his browser in such a fucking panic. I just kept walking, and when I looked at his screen, it looked totally innocent. He even had a document open pretending he was typing. Yeah, I just stood there and looked at him. You know, he was all pretending to work on a letter or something. At that moment, the poor guy must have thought it was just a close call. He pretended to work so hard. He totally ignored me standing there. Talk about awkward, right? I know, I'm totally mean. But, you know, babe, I eat this kind of shit up. I love making men uncomfortable and toying with them. So I just stood there, letting him wonder if I was onto him or not. After a while, he realized he had to say something to his coworker standing close to him. I swear, there was like an obvious stain of pre-cum on his crotch. I tried to stay really calm and, like, gave him, like, a knowing smile. His nervous eyes darted between my face and my tits, completely blushing, like cherry red tomato. And just when the sweat on his forehead started rolling down, I gave him a nod and opened my fist to reveal the tiny lace panties you gave me. When he realized what it was like a truck hitting him. Oh, I almost burst out laughing. He looked like he wanted to die. I just gave him a look that told him that I'm not going anywhere before he takes them. No, of course he did. His hands all shaking, and he looked at me like the kid who got caught with his hands in a cookie jar. Oh, it was so cute. Oh, exactly. I almost lost it. You should have seen me. Without saying a word, I turned around and I walked out. Now I'm in the supply closet, my naked ass sitting on a stack of paper, touching my wet cunt, because all this made me so fucking horny. Baby, I need to come really bad. Really? Really, now? Just walk in as if nothing happened and sit down? That's all. I'm really not sure I can do that. Do you want me to ask for my panties back? Okay, I see. So, oh, this is so bad. He knows that I got wet, and most important, the little pervert knows I'm naked under this short skirt. Okay, I'll do it. Talk to you soon. I love you. Okay. Honey, let me put you on speaker. Can you pretty please explain to Jenkins that you made me do it? He won't believe me. Yeah, no, he refuses to believe that you are okay with me being such a daring, horny slut. See? My husband gets off knowing I can turn heads. He's probably all hard right now listening to us. Am I right, darling? Tell him it was just a prank. I explained everything, and now he can finally relax. In fact, he can't keep his hands off my warm, wet panties. And, well, if you were here, you would see how fucking hard he is. Hubby, don't you think Jenkins needs to show me how hard our little prank made him? Mm-hmm. Well, I do. So, it's okay if I open his pants? I would never do anything without your permission. You know that, don't you, honey? Okay. Jenkins, you heard him. The prank isn't over. Now come over here and let me open that zipper. Oh my goodness, holy cow, that's what I call a proper cock. Honey, you should see this monster. Jenkins, you are a sexy, sexy man. Someone with a cock like this doesn't need to jerk off to some cheap-ass porn. Oh, and there's pre-cum oozing on my panties. Oh, I love this. Oh, this is the best fucking dare ever. Honey, I love you. I love you for making me do this. Oh, is it okay if I touch myself? Oh, I'm so horny. I need to come. I can't stand the sight of this thick, throbbing cock. Oh, thank you, husband. Thank you, darling. I've got my fingers on my clit now, slowly moving while he is rubbing the head of his cock against my wet lace panties. Oh, this is so filthy. So fucking dirty. Oh, I love how you corrupt me. I love how you want me to be a filthy little slut who makes poor Jenkins jerk off in my panties. Oh no, he's going to ruin them. I can feel it. Yeah, tell my husband you got a huge warm load of jizz ready to my panties right now. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm so fucking close. I'm rubbing my clit so fast. Oh, so much faster. And Jenkins is jerking harder. And his cock is pushing against the flimsy fabric of my pre-cum glistening panties. Oh, this is going to be such a fucking mess, honey. Tell Jenkins to push harder against my panties. Tell him to fill them with the biggest load he's ever given. Oh, fuck. Oh, his balls look so tight. Can I stroke his cock, please? Please. Please, honey. Please, I need to stroke him so I can pump my panties so full. Oh, yes. Push harder, Jenkins. Oh, just like my darling is telling you. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. He's forcing them so hard. The fabric is tight against my clit. pressing against my skin, in between my pussy lips. Yes, my hungry cunt eating my panties. Well, of course, honey. Of course I'm wearing my panties again. Didn't we tell you? What kind of slut would sit cross-legged in front of his coworker without panties on? Oh, Jenkins, do as my hubby says. Fill my wet panties with all your cum. Drain your balls. Oh, the head of his penis is pushing them so hard between my cut lips. Oh, please. Oh, I think he has the whole head in right now. Oh, I'm so close. Baby, I'm so close. Shut up, honey. You wanted me to be a slut. You wanted this. Now let me come with the tip of my coworker's cock between my lips. Oh, I fucking need it. You know I need it. Please. Oh, yes. Jenkins, push me hard. Oh, make me come. Holy shit. Oh, he's ripping the fabric. Oh, I'm coming. He's halfway in. Oh, ripping. It's ripping right in my right cunt. It's ripping right into my cunt. Oh, God. I'm coming so hard. I'm coming so hard. Yes, rip. Rip my panties to shreds and fill my fertile cunt with your jizz. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, he's all the way inside of your dirty whore cunt. He is all the way inside of your slut, isn't he? Oh, God. Oh, it's dripping. Oh, God, it's dripping out of me. Oh, it's down my legs. It's gonna stain my skirt. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, wow. Oh, this is awesome. Fucking awesome. Honey? Honey, are you still on the phone? Oh, no. Oh, no, honey, don't worry. We were only kidding. The joke's on you, darling. Jenkins and I pranked you. See you tonight. I hope both of us are gonna be equally needy. Love you.